views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris. Then I go to
my brother. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Limelight Radio. Today we have a very special guest. I'm going to introduce him to you in a few minutes. But I would like to say, first of all, for all of our listeners that are involved in their own personal journey through Lyme disease, or for those of you that are new to this illness, or even those who just happen to stumble upon our radio show, Lyme disease can be a treacherous, decimating illness when it takes a persistent chronic form. If we don't catch it in the early phases and get on those antibiotics immediately in the first days and weeks, the bacteria moves its way through our bloodstream into different organs and systems of the body, joints, connective tissue, the heart, neurological system, endocrine system, and we have all kinds of complications and conditions that look like a lot of different illnesses. In fact, they mimic the autoimmune illnesses quite significantly. So I was one of those victims that 5 years into my journey was bedridden and was given diagnoses such as chronic fatigue syndrome, migraines, Epstein-Barr virus, adrenal collapse, and I was getting nowhere until I found a brilliant clinical nutritionist who was a colleague of mine of many years. And through serendipity, I ended up calling Dr. Jeffrey Sullender in desperation and was limped into his office. And 20 minutes into my teary discussion of what was going on with my life, how I'd lost everything, was bedridden, and my beautiful homeopathic practice and marriage had tumbled away, Dr. Sullender said to me, "Katina, this is Lyme disease. This is an advanced chronic case of Lyme disease that's hit your neurological system, and no one's picked it up." And I said, "What? I've had 3 tests and they were all negative." Well, that's when I learned about faulty Lyme disease testing and the fact that there can be up to a 60 to 70% error rate, as many of you know. So we embarked on my healing journey once we discovered I really did have Borrelia burgdorferi through specialty lab diagnostics. And Dr. Sullender said something very wise to me that to this day, I still credit him for saving my life. He said, "Before we go about killing those bugs, Katina, there's 2 things I'd like to do. One is we need to work on opening up your detox pathways and get your body to help cleanse its own self via kidneys, liver, and lymph. The second is we need to address all the damage and depletions that your systems have been ravaged by, and I have a lot of specialty metabolic profile tests we can do to ascertain just where this illness has caused such havoc." I sat there dumbfounded, thinking I was going to jump on IV antibiotics right away, but I listened and I went home to my GP, who was an integrative medical doc, and we discussed it and he agreed. And he said, "I like this approach. I think you have a very good chance of a good recovery if we go about this problem at multi-levels." So off I went with Dr. Sullender, and let me tell you about him, because he's going to share with you his philosophy and what I consider to be so intrinsic with this illness. As you've heard me say before, it's more than killing the bugs. It's also about rebuilding the damage. So Dr. Jeffrey Sullender is a PhD. He is a board-certified clinical nutritionist in private practice in New Hampshire for 32 years. He's a former national secretary of the International and American Association of Clinical Nutritionists, former creator and editor-in-chief of the IAACN newsletter Insight, and member of the Scientific Advisory Council of the Clinical Nutritional Certification Board and the certification body of CCNs. Dr. Jeff is the author of three books, including Your Guide to Body pH, and he enjoys researching indigenous plant medicines of Central and South America. So it's with my true honor that I interview today Dr. Jeff Sullender. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Jeff.
Hi, Katina. It's great to be here with you today. Thank you.
Oh, you know, this is warms my heart. You brought me back to life, and it took us, what, 5 years of treatments?
5 years, yes.
Yeah, 5 years, but I made a complete recovery, and as you know, and as my audience know, I'm full of vitality and health and wellness. So your approach to this illness really brings in a lens that a lot of people don't know about. So give us a little overview, if you can, Dr. Sullender, on what happens with these organisms and how they attack our systems and what goes on.
Well, you certainly are the star and the shining example of what can happen and how people can recover from Lyme disease and co-infections. And I think my perspective probably emanates from the fact that I'm a biologist by training. I'm not a medical doctor, not a physician. So my thinking, my orientation is really as a biologist. And I'm not sure where the perspective came from per se, but it just made a lot of sense in those early years that, you know, you can hammer the person with antimicrobials, whether it's very strong antibiotics or whether it's strong botanicals, but ultimately it goes back to the host. You know, how are we doing? What's our terrain like? How are we handling things metabolically? Can our immune system respond? And a lot of people go into Lyme disease maybe already kind of marginal. You know, they may have had some prior health issues, maybe chronic sinusitis or IBS or a number of things that, you know, they kind of put up with and kind of manage. But then when they get Lyme disease, it kind of pushes them over the cliff.
Yeah. So then they're already kind of set up now for this microbe to get in there and wreak even more havoc.
Exactly, exactly. So we see a lot of people who have fairly extensive deficiencies. The most common, of course, are things like magnesium and vitamin D. And they didn't start with the advent of the Lyme disease. You know, they were already percolating along, I suspect, in the years prior, but now what they got by with is no longer adequate.
So it's possible even then for a child, would it be then for a teenager or something who gets hit by Lyme disease that they could be deficient in certain enzymes or amino acids or, as you said, vitamin D?
Well, I see that quite a bit. And, you know, it depends, again, on how kids eat at any age and if they're including enough variety and diversity of whole foods and vegetables and things that might give them the minerals. So if they don't eat that way or because they're running around and doing what they do as teens, they may be already deficient. And then, again, the Lyme disease is kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back kind of a thing.
So I'm thinking of our fast-paced culture that we live in nowadays.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so many people having to eat on the run, and they grab, you know, a quick meal that they can pop in the microwave, or, you know, they don't sit down to a full homemade meal, but the kids are eating a burrito that they picked up, you know, somewhere, blah, blah, blah. I mean, so our nutritional levels are not as adequate as you really would like to see, right?
Yeah, it's really not surprising when you look at how people have eaten their foods and their meals over the prior couple of years. You can see why they may be deficient. And in women, you might see even marginal deficiencies in iron as well, where they're not really overtly medically anemic, but they might be what we might call pre-anemic. You know, their iron stores are low, so they have fatigue, and they go into a room and forget why they walked in the room, and they go upstairs and they're short of breath, and things that are clinically important but not yet pathology in the medical sense.
Yeah, that's really important, isn't it? Clinical symptoms, but yet they've not showed up on blood testing as pathologically imbalanced.
Right, right. So a lot of what clinical nutrition does is to separate out what is, you know, medically relevant pathology, which, you know, we as CCNs don't deal with. I'm not a physician, but we look at what are the biological bases for the symptoms. You know, fortunately, biology is very much, as I like to say, cause and effect. You know, we don't have diarrhea for no reason. We don't have pain for no reason. We don't get headaches for no reason. There's a reason behind that. And it's probably not a lack of Advil. So trying to go back and find what is the reason underneath that. You know, are they toxic? Do they have inherited defects in detoxification, like methylation, like I'm sure many of your listeners know? These all play a role in setting people up in terms of how they break down their estrogens and their cortisol and various metabolites.
Yeah, so we can be walking around, each one of us uniquely, with a sort of a genetic Russian roulette of what we came in with in terms of our own strengths and weaknesses with organ systems. And as you said, we might just have mild things like seasonal allergies or, you know, some food sensitivities or irritable bowel type conditions, or as you said, the mild anemia. And because we're not like tippy top, you know, every system running to the maximum, then in comes the infection. And that's why some people can get ransacked and other people might deflect it off fairly easily.
Right, right. And I like to talk in metaphors with people, because not everybody I work with is a biologist nor wants to be a biologist, which is fine. So I often use metaphors, and it's very much like, you know, if you looked at a scale with two pans, counterweights, and you keep adding grains of sand to one side of that scale, and finally, that last grain of sand tips the scale, and we blame that.
Mm.
You know, I can't eat carrots. Carrots caused my rash. Carrots were the trigger, but they weren't the cause.
And yes,
We don't think that way.
No, we just look at the one big thing that kind of blindsided us or hit us hard.
Right.
So Dr. Jeff, hold on with me. Believe it or not, it's time for our first station break. Audience, we're just getting into the core of things here with Dr. Jeffrey Sullender. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris, and we'll be right back.
I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, hang around. It's been a long.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting with Dr. Jeffrey Selander, PhD, certified clinical nutritionist, who, in my books, is top of the heap here in terms of helping people reclaim their lives from many chronic illnesses. But in particular, Lyme disease and co-infections. He's really got a great handle on what goes on with our body and the physiology. So, Dr. Jeff, I want to get right into this. When people come in then and they're so, you know, filled with malaise and brain fog and joint pains and fibromyalgia pains, and they're just so weak and, you know, they just can't even think their way straight, you know, where do you start your assessment? What kind of things are you looking at right away?
Well, that's a really good question. And the first thing I do is I look at the diagnosis that they were given by, you know, one or more doctors that they've seen. And I look at them, but I put them aside because very often they can be a little bit misleading in terms of underlying causes. So once I do that and put them aside, then I say, okay, what would the biology look like? Where would we begin to look in terms of underlying factors that might explain their symptoms, the fatigue, the headaches, the muscle aches and pains, the digestive stuff, whatever that might be? So what happens is you come down to kind of a core first tier of testing techniques that you look at. And my favorites are to, and I'll just kind of explain what they are, so the audience can appreciate that. But I like to look at organic acids. You know, organic acids is a specialty lab test where it looks at 47 or 48 different metabolites of our physiology through the urine. And from that, we can tell if there are blocks in the cellular energy production areas. You know, so if the cell can't make energy, well, then how can that cell do what it's meant to do? Whether it's a liver cell or a brain cell or a heart cell, energy is the currency of the body, right? So organic acids is a great way to take a very broad view, a very easily assessed broad view of methylation functions, of cellular energy, of intestinal toxicity, many things that you really can't get through conventional standard medical, you know, blood tests. So that's number one. And the second thing I look at is just overall toxicity. Again, I like to use metaphors when I talk to people. So it's like I like to drain the swamp so we can see where the stumps are, kind of a picture. And so the MSQ, use a questionnaire for that to kind of quantify the symptoms of being or feeling toxic. And then that also guides us to see would a clinical detoxification program be clinically useful. And if it is, if the score is high enough, then we say, okay, then this person would benefit from a preliminary detox program to uncloud the picture. You know, again, drain the swamp, kind of a metaphor here, so we can see more clearly what stands out, what's left over.
So that's what you started me on, I recall, that you said, let's 6 weeks here, let's clear things up, kidney, liver, spleen. So that was helping you and get an idea of, okay, then what other factors are at play?
Exactly. And of course, our bodies have two primary routes of elimination, which is the liver, gallbladder, through the intestines, through the bowel. That's exit number one. And of course, the kidneys and urine is exit number two. But we don't think about the fact that what's the backup to that? And, you know, in natural medicine, the skin is often called the third kidney. So if the liver and bowel are overloaded, and if the kidneys are overloaded, what organ would the body naturally turn to as a constructive way of responding to deal with overload? Skin.
All those pores, right?
The pores, right. So people have rashes or body odor or, you know, various skin presentations that would indicate the skin is being called upon. And then lastly, in that same model, this comes back from the German biological medicine of many years ago, the fourth exit is really the mucous membranes. So sinuses and lungs and all the membranes which interface with the outer world. So people have chronic sinusitis and mucus production and things like that. And, you know, when we're sick, if we have a bad cold or a flu, what systems are called upon to help us? All those. You know, we have vomiting, we have diarrhea, we have sweats, we have mucus discharge, because that's the exits the body has to use in a way of trying to get us well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our bodies are really amazing. They know what they're doing. And then, you know, when we feel so miserable with this, like, runaway infection, you know, most of us don't really remember physiology or biology from high school unless we happen to have gone on to study science or medicine, as you said. So a lot of people are just confused. They feel these pains and, you know, as we said, the brain fog and the exhaustion. So thank you for explaining this to us. It's helping people understand what's actually going on with their systems.
Well, it also honors the intelligence and the innate intelligence of our bodies. You know, we're wonderfully engineered. We have a lot of self-correcting systems. They're all designed to self-correct and self-repair. We just have to support that and get out of the way.
So it sounds like that you use specialty labs to help you get going here with some of these early levels of assessment.
Yes, there are several labs which have really pioneered some of these more advanced metabolic tests like the organic acids, and many clinicians who are in functional medicine or CCNs are certainly plugged into those. And it takes a certain amount of training to understand how to interpret them, and that's often, I guess, the key to getting good clinical response from the test. But it's just part of that package of stepping back and looking at the bigger picture of, okay, here's this individual man or woman, and they have all these symptoms. What's going on? How do we tease out and separate, you know, what is energy production, what might be thyroid function, what is toxicity? But that's a very doable process. It just takes some time to sort it out and then begin to address each of those components element by element.
Oh, I love this. I love your thinking. It's so logical. And as you said, you're looking at the overview, the big picture. You're not just locked into inflamed joints and saying, oh, rheumatoid arthritis, here we go, get on these medications. You're backing up like an eagle and looking down on the whole picture, getting an assessment. And then it sounds like you plan a strategy from there.
Exactly. It goes back to the idea that our bodies, the symptoms we have are a response to something. And, you know, luckily for all of us, we don't inflame for no reason. Otherwise, life would be rather scary if we suddenly had symptoms that appeared for no particular cause. And so inflammation, of course, like pain, is a response to something. It's a way of getting our attention. The question is, what's the something?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because, you know, it's remarkable every single day we're out there in the world or in our house or in a building or driving or in a subway, and we're exposed to so much. And yeah, you're right. We're not inflaming over everything.
Right. Thank goodness.
Except some crazy driver that cut us off and then we're inflamed with anger. Right.
That's true. Very true.
Different ways to inflame. Well, this is really helpful for us to get an idea of, you know, how you approach a case. So it's time for our next station break. Audience, I hope you're already dialing in here to the fact that Dr. Sullender is giving you some really important information that you wouldn't hear from your regular GP. His 30-plus years of experience with chronic illness is really gold right now to us, because when we come back, we're going to hear some more of how we actually go about getting over our limitations and getting over our suffering. So stay tuned. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
Buddy, why? Tired of traditional talk?
people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
But I'm afraid to die.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. Fantastic day, summer day here in New England. I hope you're enjoying our show with a little power back to our condition and help us not feel so much like a victim and just have to be ruled by drugs in terms of recovery. So, Dr. Jeff, I am very curious for you to share with us, how do you go about now moving into the process of helping someone recover? We've taken an assessment and you've gained, you know, as you said, that bird's eye view of what's going on. You've detoxified their system. Now, what do we do? Like, what are the areas that are often the most, you know, vulnerable and perhaps in trouble for people with these kind of chronic, you know, infections, co-infections, you know, what's your strategy?
Sure. Great point. And I want to go back and just underscore what you said earlier. It's about empowering patients, I think. There's such a victimization sense when people have chronic Lyme and co-infections, a sense of alienation, a sense of being almost abandoned in many cases by conventional medicine if they haven't had the right help right away. So I really like to try to draw people in as much as they would like to understand what we're doing and why. Again, even the people who are not biologists can get a good grip on this so they can interact with their primary care doctor much more effectively and much more intelligently. So thank you for underscoring that issue about feeling empowered, which makes, I think, a big difference for all of us.
Oh, yes. It's so true. It's so true because you do feel very vulnerable and very much almost like you're turning yourself over, like, help me, like, you know,
exactly.
Just splayed out there. So, yes, you do help empower people. And I think this whole idea of learning to step out of just one vein of a medical model and actually integrate and incorporate different modalities is very important in today's society because our healthcare system did get very lopsided.
Exactly. And so going back to the issue of what do you do next kind of a thing, I think the two biggest areas that I see are really part of our endocrine system. And of course, that's kind of a large term. And I look at it as being this giant spider web with many, many threads that all connect to a central core area. And no matter which thread you pull on in a spider web, you shake the whole web. So it's all interconnected. It's all intertwined in very complex ways that we probably don't fully appreciate. But nonetheless, we still can do testing on what I would consider the two primary areas that get really zapped. And one is thyroid function. I think everybody's familiar with thyroid to some degree, but there's some subtleties in thyroid function that I find quite commonly out of balance that are often missed in conventional testing, and I'll share that with the listeners. And the second area, of course, is adrenal function.
Your friends on the kidneys,
right? The adrenals get zapped, you know, from all the stress.
Yeah, poor things. I mean, they're just, you know, automatically in fight or flight with this big infection and then, of course, all the confusion and fear.
Exactly. So those two areas, if we can assess those in a functional way, again, there's not always a pathology there in terms of a medical level pathology, but there's often a functional imbalance or disturbance that can be assessed. And if we just turn to the issue of thyroid just for a moment or two so the listeners can get a kind of a feel for that, you know, most doctors or most primary care people will do a TSH, which is really not even a thyroid hormone. It's actually a pituitary hormone telling your thyroid to speed up or slow down. And that was thought years ago to be the gold standard test. And yet we realized that there's a peripheral component to thyroid function, which is very, very critical. And that is your body has to convert the thyroxine, the T4, into something we call free T3, which is what governs how you feel. That's your metabolic thermostat. That's what governs your cellular energy levels, including the brain. And so measuring free T3, and interestingly, there's actually a mirror image of that we call reverse T3. So we have two molecules that are chemically identical, but one is a mirror image of the other, and one works and one does not on the receptors.
Wow.
And so these are tests which can be done through conventional medical laboratories. They're not exotic, although they're not always asked for. But I find a surprising number of people who have been chronic for a lot of time with chronic fatigue and chronically low energy often have high levels of this reverse T3, this mirror image molecule, which doesn't work.
Huh. Why doesn't it work? What does it do?
It sits on the receptor. You know, it sits on the normal T3 receptor on the cell, but it doesn't activate it. It just sits there and blocks it.
It blocks it. Wow.
It blocks it. So when the normal hormone comes along to do its job to say, giddy up and go, make more energy, it can't see that molecule. It's just like a dud.
Oh, boy. So you've got to get that T3. Do we have to get that T3 reverse out of there or moving along? What do you want to do?
We have to decrease the production. We have to decrease production. So what happens in these people is they're making more reverse T3 than the free T3, which is governed by two things. One is high cortisol or back to stress. So if you have a lot of uncontrolled stress in life, and certainly there's stress with having chronic infection, there's stress with the emotional trauma it creates, there's financial stress, there's all kinds of stress, but cortisol can impair the production of the normal T3. But also in many people, there's a lack of selenium, the trace mineral selenium, which many listeners I'm sure are familiar with, and the lack of that also governs the enzyme that decides which molecule we make.
I remember selenium. That's It's one of my staples. Yes.
Exactly. Right. So it's very important to have the selenium. And again, you know, it's not something which we have to theorize. We could actually do laboratory tests and measure the reverse T3 and the free T3 and look at the ratio and see, okay, you know, is this helping or hurting the patient?
Yeah. Wow. That's really actually rather simple, isn't it?
It's actually rather simple once you know the concept, like everything else.
So, your regular doctor would probably not know how to interpret this, but you could certainly ask for the test to be run from your regular doctor.
Exactly. And that's why I think it comes back to empowering, because when the patient's, you know, is given knowledge and these things are explained, they can go back, interface with their doctor. And most doctors are very eager to help, especially if they're feeling frustrated and feeling like they're not doing all that they'd like to do. So to order a reverse T3 and a free T3 and a free T3 through a conventional lab is really not an exotic thing. It may be unusual for that office, But it's a very doable thing. And then at least, you know, with some guidance, and there's some good articles online and so forth that can help to look at the ratios, it can be dealt with.
That's really wonderful. Can.
It's a big factor.
That's a huge factor. I bet it helps also with like body temperature regulation, because so many people with Lyme disease have such sensitivity to temperatures.
Exactly. So, you know, they're cold, they're chilly, they're the first ones to put a sweater on, you know, all those factors about being tired and cold, or things running slow in the body, which affects the immune system too.
Right. Or I remember if I said it was a hothouse plant, it had to be exactly like within this 4-degree temperature.
Right. Exactly.
Like 68 to 72 and everything else was awful.
Right. And that goes back to the reason our bodies make fever. You know, going back to this wisdom of our body will create fever in response to an illness. Like, let's say we have a cold or a flu. And for every 1 degree, our body increases our body temperature, we increase immune surveillance by 40%.
Oh, wow.
So temperature is a big factor in immune surveillance, immune function.
Right. And I'm thinking of Babesia infection, where people get fevers quite a bit.
Right.
Amazing. So now what about our little friends, the adrenals?
Ah, yes, our adrenals. Well, I think even without Lyme disease, many of us in our crazy Western societies are hitting the wall from time to time with burnout and mini burnouts and, you know, holidays and things that we all have to go through. But there are specialized tests there again. And we're not always looking at the medical pathology of, you know, Addison's disease or Cushing syndrome or things like that. Very often these are functional imbalances with the adrenals. And very often there are circadian shifts with adrenal function. I find a surprising number of people with the chronic fatigue pattern are self-described night owls. Many not going to bed till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And while they may get 8 hours of sleep or 7 hours of sleep, the interesting thing is that we are all biologically tied to a circadian rhythm of light and dark cycles with where we are on the planet. And the evidence, of course, is jet lag, right? If we fly 3 hours to the East Coast or the West Coast, we feel a difference because we're out of sync. Our body clock's out of sync suddenly with the light and dark cycle. Even switching the clocks to daylight saving time, we all feel lost for a couple of weeks until we readjust, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, we have this impact on our clock. So for a lot of people, in terms of recovering and restoring depleted systems like the adrenals, getting sleep before midnight is very, very important. That's the restorative sleep.
Get it. Right.
And so when we address adrenal function and we test adrenal function, we want to look at several samples during the course of a day to see what's the cortisol level in the morning, which should be higher than it should be than at night, and what's the cortisol level at noontime, and what's the 4 p.m., you know, the time when everybody's lined up at Starbucks or a coffee shop somewhere for their afternoon coffee
right.
Because they're crashing at 3 to 5 p.m., which is the natural adrenal low time for the day, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So we sample there, and then we check around 11 o'clock at night and look to see what's the adrenal output for that day. What's the pattern like?
Right. So you'd love to see them on the right pattern, but my intuition is telling me as I'm listening to you that some people have flip-flopped on their cortisol production.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what happens. So very often people, for a lot of reasons, can have very low adrenal output in the morning when they need to have their highest level. So they just really languish in bed and they can't get going and their body temperature is low and everything's running low and cold. And then by the time they get a head of steam going and they kind of whip themselves into a frenzy during the day, now comes 10 o'clock at night, they get their so-called second wind, which is borrowing from tomorrow and spending today. And now they're up till 1 o'clock in the morning, becoming more depleted, and their cortisol is high.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. This is fascinating, Dr. Selinder. Hold your thoughts, because I want to hear how we're going to fix our adrenals. It's time for our last station break. Audience, I hope you're on the edge of your seats. This is fantastic. So this is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Dr. Jeff Selinder is visiting with us. We'll be right back after our commercial break.
Somebody. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Hang around, it's been a long time coming.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris. We're visiting with Dr. Jeffrey Sullender, clinical nutritionist, PhD. I hope you're on the edge of your seats. This is fantastic. We're learning how our bodies function and what we can do to restore our capabilities and regain our health. So, Dr. Jeff, we were learning now about this reversed cortisol cycle that many of us get into trouble with, obviously from stress, from prolonged infection, from night owl syndrome. So how do you go about addressing this?
Well, that's a really great question. And I think the first thing, like everything we've talked about here, is the awareness first. When people realize that there are benefits to being in sync with your environment, then people can begin to reassess their own identity. Are they really a night owl, or is that simply a habit? that they've either acquired from family, how they were raised, or through the years they've gone through life. And so once they appreciate that, they can begin to make a choice of saying, okay, you know, I think rather than going to bed at 1:30 in the morning, which is my so-called norm, I think I can begin to move that forward and try to get more of that pre-midnight, more deeply restorative sleep, which is so critical for the chronic depleted person. Mm. And it may take them 6 months or a year. I was raised in a family where you went to bed when Johnny Carson went off, which will also date me terribly. But
yeah, me too. I was in that generation. Yeah.
and we were self-styled night owls because that's what we were told. And, of course, that's the identity of the family. But as I realized as I got into healthcare, that was not a healthy pattern. And I changed that over the years. And now I get up very early in the morning and go to bed earlier in the evening because I realize that's a healthier way to live.
So
awareness is the
yourself.
First thing. It's around retraining your biology. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Now, for these people, though, that truly are having struggles at the biochemical level, though, they sit there and they get in bed and they lie there and they're counting sheep and, you know, nothing's happening. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And on the 4,000th sheep, it gets a little bit old.
Yeah, really?
And so we have to usually intervene then to assist them to make that transition. And so there's luckily a lot of nutritional things and botanical formulas to design to help either raise cortisol to spare cortisol in the morning. Things like licorice root, for example, can be used in people who are low on cortisol levels and need a boost. Mm-hmm. And there's things we can use in the evening if their cortisol is too high, to try to bring that down. Things like phosphorylated serine, for example, can help to lower the cortisol at night. So we're trying to use some support in there to help them readjust as they make that intentional change to get their body clock into a more natural, more harmonious, and actually less stressed pattern.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's like living with chronic jet lag, even though you haven't gone anywhere.
Oh, that's what I used to say about Lyme disease. It was the worst jet lag of my life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so other things I'm thinking about, the way some people try, you know, like calcium or magnesium at bedtime. I mean, does that help the adrenals or is that just sort of a general nervous system aid?
I think it's more of just a sedating effect. I mean, calcium and magnesium are relaxing. Magnesium relaxes our muscles. Mm-hmm. It's a natural muscle relaxant along with the calcium. So I think they're helpful. But if we're trying to directly modulate the cortisol, it takes a little bit different intervention. And so there's many ways to enter that. I mean, I have people sometimes, if their mind is very active and they're, you know, they're thinking and planning the next day and making that mental to-do list, we can use certain kinds of audio techniques. There's certain brainwave entrainment audios that can help get their brain into more of an alpha state or into a theta brainwave state, which shuts off that incessant mind chatter.
Yes, that's where meditation is a big help, isn't
it? Meditation, exactly. So there's many tools there. Not all of them have to be botanical or things you swallow.
Right, right. But many aids to help us recalibrate and balance and restore. Now, a little earlier in the show, you mentioned about vitamin D, and I can't help but go back to that because I know that's a big problem in our culture now. Vitamin D levels are low. I mean, everybody in the northern latitudes, so many of us have indoor jobs. People are afraid of the sun. They lather on high levels of sunscreen. How does this vitamin D play into Lyme disease in particular, but I'm imagining immune function overall?
Yeah, it's a great question because vitamin D has become a fascinating area of research. And while many years ago we thought vitamin D in bones was the primary link, it actually does many, many things. It's actually an epigenetic modulator. It affects how genes express. And the research currently suggests that it may affect about 3,000 genes in our body, which may or may not sound like a lot, but we only have about 25,000 genes total.
Mm.
So having a gene is one thing, but having the gene turn on or be turned off is a whole different question. But to answer your question, vitamin D does have a big impact upon inflammation. It has a big impact upon that. Remember talking about thyroid function, that free T3, which is the molecule that, you know, activates the cell. Vitamin D is required to make that thyroid hormone work at the nuclear membrane.
Mm.
So you can have normal lab tests for thyroid, be vitamin D deficient, and still have a symptom picture that's still low thyroid, even though your lab tests look pretty good.
Wow.
because the vitamin D plays a big role. And what's interesting with vitamin D is anything above SPF 8 for a sunscreen blocks all vitamin D production in your skin.
You know, I remember you telling me that, and I'm so glad that I'm olive skin Mediterranean, because I could get away. I could get away with SPF 4 and 8, but so what do people do? They need to go out there for 20 minutes or so before they put on their sunscreen?
Yes, if you go out sometime midday, and you don't have to get burned, that's for sure, but to get about 20, 25 minutes with some good amount of skin exposed to the sun, that can be, in many people, enough. Now, some people, again, don't make vitamin D very effectively in their skin. We might call them vitamin D resistant, and they will need supplementation. But, you know, for a lot of people, that can be a big difference. In northern latitudes, once the sun gets below 50 degrees off the horizon, which for New Hampshire is, southern New Hampshire at least, is about from September 27th until March 27th, below 50 degrees, you cannot make vitamin D in your skin, even though you're outside.
Time to get on the airplane to Florida, right?
Florida, time to go to the Caribbean. Good reason to go get your vitamin D supplement in St. Thomas or something like that.
Wow.
But that's a factor. And interestingly, when I go down to Central America periodically to do kind of volunteer work, and I find a lot of people in Central America are vitamin D deficient too. And nature wouldn't normally allow that. You know, when you're 8 degrees off the equator, you shouldn't be vitamin D deficient. So it's fairly ubiquitous between people living indoors and covering up and sunscreen, but we have quite an epidemic of vitamin D deficiency.
Well, I also remember Weston Price Foundation reading that we don't eat the big, heavy, cold water fish that we used to eat, and the kippers and the herring, right, and all of these other things that generations before did, you know. So I'm sure dietary function is part of this as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that play in. And, of course, the ancestral tradition in New England was giving cod liver oil.
True.
You know, back in the early centuries, because – and people didn't know why, but they knew that it was beneficial.
Beneficial. So, Dr. Jeff, it's shocking for me to have to tell you this, but our hour's coming to an end.
Wow. Okay.
You've got to come back. You absolutely have to come back. Please promise me you'll come back in the autumn.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much more we've got to talk about. I feel like we're just touching the tip of the scales here with all of your wealth of knowledge. But I want our audience to be able to get information on your brilliance and tell us you've got a newsletter, you've got books. How can they find more?
Oh, sure. I do a newsletter. I've done it for many, many years. It comes out, I'd say, mostly every month. It's a free newsletter, and anybody's welcome to sign up for that. And they can find it at the office website, which is www.centerfornutrition. That's F-O-R in the middle, not the number, centerfornutrition.net. And on the left-hand menu, you'll see a place to subscribe. So if you want to get that free newsletter, I'd be happy to send that to you every month. And then I've written a couple of books, two small ebooks and a larger book, and they're available at clinicalnutritionpress.com.
Great.
You can see something about the books there. One's on pH and some other books that are interesting too.
Right. Mind Myths is fascinating.
Mind Myths. Yeah.
Mind Myths. Fantastic book of Dr. Sullender's. So, audience, I hope you loved Limelight Radio today with Dr. Jeff Sullender. We learned a lot of great insight into our function and how we can get some advancement towards cure. Dr. Sullender, thank you for joining me on Limelight Radio. It's really an honor for me to share the hour with you.
Oh, my pleasure, Katina. Anytime. Happy to help if I can.
Oh, of course. So everyone, stay tuned and come back with us next week. Another great show, and we'll have Dr. Sullender back on in the fall. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to my wonderful sponsors. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Enjoy your day.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my
help me please.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.